Today, I really want to talk, though, about the adjustments I required to make along the way. Mind you, I'm still making adjustments. My experience is that with prostate cancer, and I assume all cancer, you may suffer some loss. And that may be challenging, even devastating, so adjusting to your situation is very, very necessary. The first major adjustment I had to make was to my thoughts or to my thought process. This came suddenly as a result of hearing those three dreaded words, you have cancer. Right? I agree, it's not a death sentence, but those three words can do a lot of things. Your life can flash in front of you and all sorts of things, right? This was a numbing experience, but I was determined that I was not going to own cancer. So I made a quick cognitive restructuring, which was, they found cancer in my body, but it's not my cancer. I'm not owning that, right? Right? It was in my body. It was not mine. To some of you, this may sound like denial, but for me, I drew the line, and I was going to fight. I accepted the diagnosis, but I was not accepting the foreign bodies. That's me. I recall going to lunch with my wife after the visit, talking about it, and deciding to do some checking and some research. After we decided on surgery, I went on a radical fitness program, even replacing the increasing keg with a six-pack. I did have a six-pack when I went to surgery, and I'm proud of that. It's challenged now, Sam, but it'll get there. In the early post-surgery days, I endured the battle between independence and dependence. I needed help, and despite how independent my thinking was, coming to terms with the reality that I could not do certain things was necessary.
Cancer support, we are here.